From the most basic ingredients, bakers create wonders. It's that pastry that makes up for getting up early, the cakes that become centerpieces of our celebrations, the anytime indulgences that get us through the day, and it's even the unadorned loaves that are so tempting we have to tear off a piece before the bread ever makes it home. It all starts with age-old essentials and the transformative potential of skill and craft. In New Orleans these days, though, bakers are transforming more than just their ingredients. There's a bakery boom underway, and as more small, independent bakeries emerge, they're creating new neighborhood hubs in that way that only bakeries can, creating that place for both the quick stop and the long linger. This new batch of bakeries is highly varied in style and scale. Many double as cafes with breakfast and lunch menus. I'm thinking of places like Breads on Oak, Manhattan Jack, Willard Jean, Maple Street Patisserie, and Shake Sugary. You gotta love that name. A few are satellite locations, expanding homegrown brands to different neighborhoods, like Gracious Bakery, which just added a new spot in the Garden District, and Bittersweet Confections, which has expanded to St. Claude Avenue. Next up, Laurel Street Bakery is gearing up to expand in the CBD. You can call artisan baking trendy if you like, but that ignores history and our own New Orleans food culture. This city was once a bastion for baking, and it developed a distinctive style as different waves of immigrants put their stamp on the local baking industry, from French and German to Italian to, much later, Vietnamese and now Latin American. That's why I'm so heartened to see so many new additions. They're reviving a story of quality and diversity here. And now, they're all over the place. Remember the Italian restaurant 1179? It was once a debonair den of veal and red sauce. Now, it's the Bakery Bar, a cafe with a specialty in dobash cake, and a bar for those times when you want to pair cake and cocktails. In the Bywater, the aptly named Bywater Bakery opened just in time for Carnival and has reanimated a rambling old corner house where people line up for fresh baked goods in the morning. And in Mid-City, on Bienville Street, a curious little vintage filling station, empty for years, just came back to life as The Station, a bakery and cafe for sausage rolls and meat pies and veggie pies and delicious little pastries. In the Treme, even the old barroom Joe's Cozy Corner is now a bakery cafe, this time a Turkish one called Fatma's Cozy Corner for baklava and cake and flaky savory pies. And then, some new additions are roving and temporary, materializing for farmers markets and even pop-up appearances. Leo's Bread is one memorable example. These new additions join the old established names, folding their different flavors and styles into the mix of New Orleans baking. With so much variety and personality across the scene, these days, no one has to settle for a cookie-cutter bakery. Get details on all the bakeries I mentioned here and learn more at wwno.org.